Ron, a few moments ago, you mentioned your online discipleship coaching experience, Starting Point, a Disciple's First Steps. As we wrap up today's message, is there anything you'd like to add about Starting Point or about today's broadcast?
I do have something to add, Brian. Earlier today, I spoke about the five traits of a disciple, and you just summed them up yourself. But I want to talk for a minute about what I believe to be the most important quality, not only for being a disciple, but for making disciples of others. I'll put it like this. The best way to obey the Great Commission is by first obeying the Great Commandment. Jesus said to love God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength. Now, when we truly love Him that way, or at least strive to love Him that way, only then can we truly love others the way He asks us to. Loving God, loving others, well, the two go hand in hand. But the first and greatest commandment lays the foundation for all that follows. So if we love God, we are better able to love others. And if we genuinely love others, then there is little doubt that we'll be passionate about sharing the hope we have in Jesus Christ with them. You know, Brian, when I first had the idea about Starting Point, a disciple's first steps, a thought occurred to me. Anyone who has ever played sports or who has followed sports knows that sometimes a coach will go back to the basics and train his or her players in the fundamentals. Most of the players have done it before, but there are times when it is necessary to revisit those basic tenets of the game. It's the same way when it comes to being a disciple of Jesus Christ. All of us need a refresher from time to time, and that's why I strongly recommend that our listeners stop by somethinggoodradio.org and take a look at Starting Point. I designed the 7 online experiences to not only help people become better disciples, but so that ultimately they will become so familiar with what a disciple should be that they'll have little trouble teaching those principles to someone else. Ultimately, that's why we're here on planet Earth, to make disciples, to not only share our faith and lead others to it, but to help them grow in the faith so that they, in turn, can make disciples themselves. I'm extremely passionate about taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world, and in order to do that, you have to take the gospel to the person next door or across the street or a couple of blocks over. That's why I created Starting Point, so that together we can make disciples of Jesus Christ who go and make disciples, bearing spiritual fruit for generations to come or until Jesus comes.